Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentine bunts towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dropo moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball towards right. Rivera catches it and throws to second to double up Valentine. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scherzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasbai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Dropo scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to third. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball towards center. Landis catches it and throws to first to double up Valentine. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive towards first. Dropo catches it and steps on first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Fred Valentine now playing left field. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Triandos settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Triandos. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Smith trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.